Vitar of Shabbos. The topic for discussion, Bezer Hashem, according to the program, is the meaning, the essence of Shabbos Kodesh. I think you imagine that the choice of topics for this Yarchi Kala, for these gatherings, of course, Torah HaKadoshe is a Ruchom Eretz Mido Ruchom Min Yam. And we pick Bezer Hashem, Rebbe Zvil pick Bezer Hashem topics which are essential and centers Mut Machzikis HaMerube in Hashkof of Yiddishkeit. And it's obvious why Shabbos is one of them. Shabbos Kodesh is not one of the 613 mitzvahs. Of course, every one of the mitzvahs is Tarek Mitzvahs HaTluyos Bo, is a world by itself. But Shabbos is very special in this sense. Lashon Chazal is Shoko Shabbos Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, Shoko Shabbos Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula is not only in the importance of Shabbos and the Chumra of Shabbos, but actually Shabbos is the neshama of everything. Shabbos is called Me'ein HaBrochos, a Mayan, a well of Brochos. If you'll notice, through the year, in Hagdomah to every great time, you'll have a Shabbos. If we have the Yom Kippur, so there's a Shabbos Shuvah previous before Yom Kippur. If you have a Pesach, there's a Shabbos Hagdomah. If you have a Tisha B'Av, which is a day of greatness by Am Yisrael, now's not the time to discuss. You have a Shabbos Chazon. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps, there's a Simcha, there's an Oifru. Because every great day, every great time, if you have is Man Simchaseinu, is Man Chiruseinu, time of Tshuva, all these times and all this greatness has to actually draw from the well of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the center of all Kedushas. We see Shabbos as a day during the week and actually takes up a seventh of our life. But if you make a cheshbon, how much your heart takes up in within our being, it's also a little corner. But mikol mishmar nitzor libecho ki mimenu toitzis chayim. More than anything, be careful of your heart, because that's where life comes forth. Shabbos Kodesh is the lev of Yiddishkeit. Shabbos Kodesh is the lev of Am Yisrael. And therefore, Shabbos Kodesh is very special in this sense, that if we will know to appreciate and to utilize the Shabbos, this will change our whole hashkof of everything, of all of Yiddishkeit. It's hard for me to express myself, because who am I to say? I feel, again, it's a personal opinion, one of the reasons of the Yerid of our generation is because we lost our appreciation for a Shabbos. We know that, as we are told, Shabbos is unique in another way, that Shabbos is something very special in its, even in its chitzoinis. Ein adema ma'or ponov shel odom b'chol k'mor ponov shel odom b'Shabbos. Chazal tells us that in Shabbos a person's face shines. We have some kind of a grasp what it's all about. But do we really have this appreciation? Chazal tells Shabbos has a taste. We all know the Chazal, that Antoninus asked Rebbe, why were the foods so delicious then when they were cold? You didn't warm them up. And today you warmed up the food for me and it doesn't have that geschmack. She says, because you're missing the tavlin, the spice of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is a mitzvah which is, it's kedusha. Is Tu'elis, is tangible. You see it with your eyes, you can feel it with your tongue. And today, when Shabbos Kodesh, for many of us, is a burden, when Shabbos Kodesh should be a day of Aliyah, of Kedusha, of greatness, many of us who spend our days at Kodesh Baruch Hu should help as much as we can in learning in yeshivas, Shabbos Kodesh becomes a day of less ruchnius, chas v'shalom, which is obviously not the apshuk of Shabbos. Now, probably the essential reason is because we don't know how to utilize Shabbos, and probably because we don't understand Shabbos. Chazal tell us that there's a mystery in Shabbos. Chazal tell us that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lachem es ha-Shabbos. Omar lo ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu le-Moshe. Matona toivo yesh li b'beis gimnozai b'Shabbos shmo. I have a very special present in my treasures, and its name is Shabbos. Lechemo lehem li-Yisrael. Tell the Jewish people I'm giving them Shabbos. And Chazal uses this in reference because it's halacha. Ha-Nesem matona lechaveroi. Tzorech lehidir. When you give a present, you should inform that you're giving this present. And Chazal said this is the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, inform the Jewish people, I'm giving them Shabbos. So Chazal say, don't we have a halacha? That if the present is milsa da'avida l'gluye, it is something which in the end we'll find out. For instance, if I buy someone a wedding present, and I buy a vase, a crystal vase, I pack it into paper, and I put a little card with my name in it, and I deliver it to his home, I'm not mukhi to tell him I sent you a present, because he'll open it up and he'll see my name. So Chazal say when the Jewish people will get the Torah, they'll know that they received Shabbos. So why previous to the Torah did Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, tell the Jewish people I'm giving them Shabbos? And Chazal tell us, Neshom Yisera de'izbo le'avida le'gluya. There is something very special in Shabbos. But even if Shabbos would come in line with all the mitzvahs, but the special greatness of Shabbos, the special beauty of Shabbos, is loy avida l'gluya. It cannot be uncovered just by learning the Torah and reading Shabbos as one of part of the 613 mitzvahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Re'u, take special attention. Ki Hashem nosan lachem es ha-Shabbos. There is something very special in Shabbos. And if you don't take attention, and if you don't put yourself out to go into Shabbos, to utilize Shabbos, to bring out the beauty of Shabbos, you'll go all your life with keeping Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, we keep Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos, and not really taking out the Dhamma Tamtis of Shabbos. Now, I'm going to try to discuss today, Bezer Hashem, several Lukudos of Shabbos, and try to elaborate a little bit Bichlal in Hashkofa of Avodas Hashem, which is, as we have said, Shabbos is the Neshama. Now, first of all, as we have mentioned, Shabbos Kodesh is a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lachem es ha-Shabbos. Now, this is a very important point. We know that usually mitzvahs are generated, and holy times in Kedusha is generated by us, by Am Yisrael. We have Yom Tovim, for instance. We have a Pesach, a Shavuos, a Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, a Yom Kippur. I'm referring to these Zmanei Kodesh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisroel v'Hazman. And Chazal tell us, Mekadesh Yisroel shemekadshem es hazman. The Kedusha and the greatness of Zmanei Kodesh are originally been miskadesh by the Jewish people. And it's very interesting that the Ritva, very, very interesting Ritva and Abed Ezer, and the Gemara talks about Yom Kippur, and the Gemara says there was once that Am Yisrael didn't keep Yom Kippur, and the Machlokes had to explain it, there was a Shas HaShmad. Ritva says that in that year, I think you're all aware that previous generations, there was Kiddush HaLevana through Beis Din. On that year, Beis Din, because of the Shema, because of the Gzeira, did not say Mekudosh HaChodesh Mekudosh. Was not Mekadosh Chodesh Tishri. And if there was Mekadosh Chodesh Tishri, in that year there was no Rosh Hashanah, there was no Yom Kippur, there was no Sukkot. It just wasn't in existence. Because the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is the Kedusha of Pesach. And every Kedusha you'll find in the Torah, with one exception, is man-made. The Beit HaMikdash was niskadish through David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. Eretz Yisrael was niskadish through Yeshua Ben Nun and originally through Avraham Avinu. Every Kedusha that you'll find in the whole Torah is generated and created by men, by man. And that's why every Yom Tov has his special mitzvah. Because in order to generate more Kedusha, we eat matzahs on Pesach, we sit in the Sukkah on Sukkot, we hear Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we fast on Yom Kippur. And every Yom Tov has its way to generate Kedusha. Shabbos is unique in this way. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos is a Kedusha, a present from Hashem. And it's very important to have a Samuna to know this fact. Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, to get a grasp of Shabbos, is not something we can generate. There's no special mitzvah on Shabbos. There's no special mitzvah on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And therefore, the origin of Shabbos is not like all Yomim Tovim on Har Sinai, but Shabbos originated in Maaseh Bereishis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth, and the stars and the moon and the fish and the birds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shabbos. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day, Shabbos. Ato kidashto as yemeshvi l'shmecho. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. And this is the present that He gave us, Shabbos. So, in other words, what is our tafkid in Shabbos? We have two mitzvahs in Shabbos. Zochor es yom haShabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. Shomer es yom haShabbos. Be careful not to desecrate the Shabbos, not to mechal Shabbos. If you remember that it's Shabbos, you'll understand Shabbos, appreciate Shabbos, know that it's Shabbos. Even though you don't feel yourself of power to bring yourself to the Kedusha, to the Madrega, that you could imagine that Tzaddikim had on Shabbos. Shabbos will come to you, will penetrate through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a present. Matom etoy v'yesh li bez genozai v'shabbos shmo. Shabbos is a present, waiting every Shabbos kodesh at our door, knocking on our window, waiting to be let into our hearts. It's very different than most other corners of Yiddishkeit. Most corners of Yiddishkeit, most mitzvahs, are mitzvahs that we have to generate and create and bring ourselves to greatness, to madrigas, but not Shabbos. Shabbos is something which the moment Shabbos Kodesh comes in, when Shabbos comes and we come and we take our course of Kiddush, and Chazal tell us that when a Yid comes and says, Vayechuvu Hashamayim v'ha'oretz v'chol tzva'om, Boyim shtei malochi hashoreis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends two malochim, and they put their hands on his head, and they say, V'sor avinecho v'chatos chotechu. This is not a greatness that we generate. This is not a greatness that we acquire through our avodah, through our hasoga, through our eel. This is a present from Hashem. And actually, who keeps Shabbos? The Gemara says Gehenna keeps Shabbos. The Gemara says Nahar Sambatyan keeps Shabbos. We don't find Gehenna keeps Tefillin. Gehenna doesn't keep Tzitzis. Nahar Sambatyan doesn't put on a mezuzah. Because these are Matan Torah mitzvahs. Shabbos is my separations. Shabbos is a present, is a Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the creation. And every piece of the creation feels Shabbos. The fish know that it's Shabbos. The birds know that it's Shabbos. The only, excuse the expression, the only... My English isn't, I don't want to say a harsh word. The only dumb piece of stone that doesn't feel Shabbos is we, Am Yisrael. As Chazal say, Mi chirush ki'im abdi. Who is deaf? Only my servants. Who is deaf? Only my servants. We are deaf to the beauty of Shabbos, to the song of Shabbos, to the Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos. But it's important for us to know that if we want to acquire Shabbos, what is the avenue? We have to understand Shabbos, appreciate Shabbos, remember that Shabbos, be careful with Shabbos. But it's all negative forms. To know that Shabbos, let them into your existence. But the greatness of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, the beauty of Shabbos, the aura of Shabbos, the shine of Shabbos, is a present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, not through our work, not through our avodah, not depending on our greatness. It's a matone teva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell the Jewish people that I'm giving them Shabbos. Let them remember that it's Shabbos, let them be careful not to throw the Shabbos out of their homes, and they'll have Shabbos Kodesh. Now let us discuss several explanations. What is the specialty of Shabbos? Now Shabbos, there are puzzles in Shabbos. One of the puzzles is the severity of Shabbos. There is no mitzvah in the Torah as severe as Shabbos. We know that Shabbos, for Chil Shabbos, there's a Chiv Skila. Now Skila, I think everyone here knows, is within the realms of capital punishment. This is the most Chomer Shebechomer. For killing a Jew, you're not Chayiv Skila. For stealing, you're not Chayiv capital punishment whatsoever in the Torah. For burning a Sefer Torah, you're not Chayiv Misa. For Chil Shabbos, Rachmon Hutzlah, there's a Chiv Misa. And the worst of Mises, which is skin, which is parallel to Avodah Zarah. Why such a severity? Second of all, the delicacy of Shabbos. For what? Rahman al-Islam, capital punishment, the Torah doesn't throw around capital punishment. The Torah doesn't throw around Chayiv Misa. As if you steal, you're not Chayiv Misa. If you burn a Sefer Torah, you're not Chayiv Misa. If you eat Chaz, you're not Chayiv Misa. And here, Rachman HaFlan, if you kill, you chayiv misa. Everyone has appreciation for it. If you kill a Jew, you chayiv misa. Shofech dam ha'odam domo yishofech. And it's a mitzvah connected me, it's something which is tangible, we can understand it. Shabbos Kodesh. You take a little spoon, you take some milk, or take some cream off the milk, you chayiv skin. What did you do? Striking a match, flipping a switch. For the most delicate. And besides, in the Torah, when there are mitzvahs which are so chomer, they're not so numerous around our fingers. Shabbos is the mitzvah which embraces every moment of us. You go into the kitchen, you see Shabbos. You go into the kitchen, the gas rages Shabbos, the hot water is Shabbos, the tear of a piece of paper is Shabbos, in the bedroom is Shabbos, in the bathroom is Shabbos. In shul it's Shabbos, in the street it's Shabbos. Wherever you go, for the smallest flaw, there's the greatest, most severe of punishments. And for what? For daki dakos, for the thin of thinnest. Then there's another mystery in Shabbos. The whole setup of the Jew, of the person on Shabbos. What does the actual Kodesh Baruch Hu want us to fill ourselves on Shabbos? Now we know that the concept of Shabbos, of Meloche, does not mean work. Work is not one of the Lamates Melochas. If somebody is a moving company, and he moves somebody from the first story to the eighth story, and he takes Jewish workers, and they schlep boxes, and cabinets, and closets, if you make an Erev, there's no Chil Shabbos. It's not precise because there's a mitzvah Esser according to the Ramban to rest on Shabbos. But it's not what Olam HaTes Melochas. The concept of Meloche on Shabbos, Chazal call it Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. Now, to translate in its exactness, I don't know, but it's about Be'erech. Meleches Machsheves HaTorah Kodesh Baruch Hu Asadas prohibited a malacha of creation. Which means on Shabbos there's no isa to work. But the issue is to do anything of creation. Now, if someone enjoys making a beautiful picture, that's what's Asra and Shabbos. Anything which is creative. If we think for a moment, we realize that what is Moser Adam and Abahema? What makes human human more than animal? The fact that he's creative. An animal could eat, an animal could sleep, an animal could work. An animal can't paint a picture, an animal can't write a poem, an animal can't build, an animal can't create. On Shabbos Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whatever the animal can do, you can do too. You can eat, you can sleep, you can work, you can toil, but you can't be creative. You can't build. And here again, the question is, the reason we can't ask Chas Shalom for a reason, we don't need a reason, what's the taste, what's the gishmak on this setup? Whatever, I shouldn't use these words, but you know, just to put through the kasha. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, whatever makes us human, that's what's us on Shabbos. And whatever makes us, keeps us animalistic is mutter on Shabbos. To be a behem on Shabbos. You could eat, you could sleep, you could work. And someone enjoys writing a poem. Someone enjoys building something. Someone wants something. He wants to be human. He wants to be creative. That's what's us on Shabbos. And that's what's us on Shabbos. So what is the understanding, Dafka, whatever is creative, whatever makes us know that we are human, whatever, the beauty of a human being, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, there is the Shvisa of Shabbos. And then Shabbos ties us to a situation, as a friar Jew once attacked me in Eretz Yisrael, and he says, Shabbos is a betzera, to jail. You can't move. You're in handcuffs. You want to go for it to you. He says, I need a film tough on the emotion in Tel Aviv. I want to call around and tell him to say good Shabbos. That's all the Chil Shabbos. What's the Chil Shabbos? Again, for us, these questions aren't questions. Because when you have a taste of Shabbos and there's halacha, so if you open the phone and then the light goes on in the telephone company. But to get us the Gishmak in Shabbos, Why is Shabbos set up in such a way that actually, if you know Hilchos Shabbos, you realize you can't move on Shabbos? The Hilchos Muksa are so complicated. The guy told me, he says, you're back with the kisser, the bind. You go from house to shul, home to shul, to the house. What kind of life is that? And somebody wants to open up a little bit, take a walk. He's walking half a mile, three quarters of a mile. Go back home. Shabbos. Wants to write a poem, Shabbos. Wants to write a shtickle book, he heard a word, it's beautiful, it's genius. Wants to write up, Shabbos. Wants to build something, Shabbos. Wants to be creative, Shabbos. So what should I do? Eat, sleep. Well, what's the gishmak, what's the beauty in this setup of Shabbos Kodesh? Again, for us, it's unnecessary to explain these things, but it's always good to have a gishmak, to put an explanation. Now, I will come to the point, I'll give a katz a little bit. The point is, Shabbos Kodesh, as we had begun, is really the mayon of brachos. Shabbos is the heart of the world of the creation, and the heart of Kedusha, and the heart of every Yid. Now, the heart has very special capacities. We ask the question, why is Shabbos so delicate? Why is Shabbos so severe? If you're doing surgery on the hands, on the feet, it doesn't have to be so precise. If someone is doing surgery on somebody in an outward organ, and a surgeon is supposed to be exact, a surgeon is not supposed to be a shlemazel. But if he strays with a centimeter, it's not fatal. If you're doing open heart surgery, if you're doing surgery in the brain, no doctor will do surgery in an open heart or in a brain unless he's under a microscope. Because there everything is so precise. The smallest stray, a hundredth of a millimeter, is fatal. Now the reason for this phenomenon in the human body, why is the heart so delicate and the brain so delicate? And the answer is because there is a concept of only lifnei hamelech. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person with his 248 evarim, it's like a world, and in the world there is a place for Hashoyes Hashchina where the King HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds himself. Chazal tell us, Tzur Levov Yizim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mokim Hashoyes Hashchina, the contact between the Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the heart and in the brain. In the heart, the Torah calls it Tzur Levov Yizim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the brain, it's called, can I quote the Rambam? V'da ochi ki ha-sechel asher shofa aleinu. We grasp the Kodesh Baruch with our minds. So therefore, our mind is the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is grasped. That's where his Mokom Hashoyes Hashchina in us. In our hearts, in our brain. And that is why, in a situation of Oymed Lefnei HaMelech, everything has to be precise and delicate. We find in the world the same set of Beis HaMikdash. In Beis HaMikdash, you learn Masechet Zvachim, you see this phenomenon which is astounding. That the common punishment in Beis HaMikdash, the most delicate Aveira, is Chiyuv Misa. In a Beis HaMikdash, if a person like myself, full of Abba and Yira, and goes into the Beis HaMikdash and puts on the Bigdei Kohanim, and makes a korban, there's a Chiyuv Misa. Hazor HaKorev, you must, not less. What do you want from the pilgrim? He was excited, but I want to be Eved Hashem. But if it's a halacha of who has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, so the smallest stray is fake, because it's only Lepnei Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim had to wash their hands and their feet. And if a Kohen went in, Shelo Rochus Yadayim V'Raglayim, what punishment would you imagine? Chayiv Misa. Because he's fake, because he touched. He's in the Beis HaMikdash, he touched the core of the heart. And the Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen had to wear Bigdei Kohanim, the very special begodim. Imagine a Kohen that put on a beautiful golden emblem on his beged. What does he deserve? Chayiv Misa. Imagine if a Kohen is beged, his Bigdei Kohanim is a drop too long. And the Gemara says, Mirushalim Psulim, Mithulokim Psulim. And his chayiv misa. And the Gemara says, "Yibayil who does halacha that it shouldn't be a chatzisa." Could you imagine? The Bigdei Kohanim had to be 100% perfect fit. And the Gemara says that there was avir, if there was a little air, not there was some dust, a little air between the beged and the kohen. So the Gemara has a suffix to say that it's possible in his chayiv misa. Because Beis HaMikdash, again, is the heart. Is the Eben HaShasil. And Chazal tells us that the veins go out from the Beis HaMikdash, go all the world. Shlomo HaMelech could catch the veins and grow the chip. Grow every fruit. He wanted to grow a fruit that grows only in Africa and India. He grew it in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim, everything goes out to the world. It's the brain. It's the heart. And the same is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the Beis HaMikdash. Because Beis HaMikdash, by definition, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is. And the heart, the brain, is by definition the Mokom Hashoyes Hashchina within the person. Within the realms of the world, of the time cycle of the world, Shabbos Kodesh is the Beis HaMikdash of time. Shabbos is Ufros Aleinu Sukkas Shleimich. Shabbos is a sukkah, a canopy of Kedusha. And within this canopy, Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's why Shabbos has all the beauties of Beis HaMikdash. You'll have the menorah in Beis HaMikdash, you'll have the menorah in Shabbos. The most beautiful of Beis HaMikdash is the Kaparas Avodos of Beis HaMikdash. You'll have it in Shabbos, as we mentioned before. The Shabbos comes in with Sir Avonecho v'chatos chotuchu. In the Beis HaMikdash there was a shulchan and we have a Shabbos dish. And the Shabbos dish is something very special because in the Beis HaMikdash it was very special. The Gemara says that if you makadish an isha, if you have to have your own personal property in order to make a chasana, and you take a piece of meat from the Beis HaMikdash and you say, all right, mekudeshes, she's not mekudeshes. Because this will never be your property. You're eating at Kodesh Baruch Hu's home. You're eating at Kodesh Baruch Hu's table. Mishulchan gavoya kazoche. And the same is our Shabbos table. When we come to our Shabbos table, who paid for these delicacies? At Kodesh Baruch Hu paid for it. Chazal tell us, kol mizaynoysof shel odom ketzuvim loy Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, chutz mehitzoyiz Shabbos v'yom toy v'hitzoyiz bodom atalma toyri. And it's something which is so simple to understand. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay for our children's tuition? Emunas Yisrael is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates for a person a certain amount of parnosah, and his child is a little schwach in Mishnayos, or if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little stark in Mishnayos, he wants him to learn Epshe Mishnayos, he takes a special tutor, and it costs him $10,000 a year. Somebody who really splurges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is a maichesh. And it's as simple as ABC. Because let's make a cheshmi b'nishlami. The shlesha shuf from the other, right? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the imam. The father gives the bones. The mother gives the blood, Chazal said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama. So it's simple. The father gives the bones, he buys a suit. Who pays for the suit? The father. Happy pays for the suit because that's his yingling. He gave the bone, he gave the structure, he pays for the suit. The mother gives the blood, she's the one who feeds the child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama, he has to pay a tuition. It's as simple as anything, and he pays. He pays. It's his neshama, it's your yankalit. The neshama is yours, you've got to pay for the tire. I buy the suit, mommy buys the Cheerios, and you pay for the tire. And the same is true in Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, our house reforms into a Beis HaMikdash. We put on Big Day Shabbos, which is Big Day Kuhuna, and it's interesting, the Gemara learns Big Day Shabbos from Big Day Kuhuna. The Gemara says, Minayim lechiluf begodim in ha-toyri, shem ha-poshat is begodah, v'lobash begodim acherim. We put on Big Day Kuhuna, we light the menorah, we have a shulchan, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays for the food. He pays for the delicacies. And he says, go to the market. If you enjoy pistachios, it's a little expensive, let's say, I don't know what it costs in this country, this is very expensive. Buy yourself 6 pounds of pistachios, 7 plus pounds of pistachios. The family ate it up, can I murder? But in my cheshbon, lovu alai v'ani pareya. Lovu alai v'ani pareya, because the Baruch Hu says, lend them my name, I'll pay for it. And someone is just ruined. And he should pay, why should we pay for it? It's his Beis HaMikdash. Our home is his. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is, Beis HaMikdash. And I always tell this to the Bochum and Yeshivas the way I learn. You know, I tell them, when I Baruch Hashem have Mishpacha, we all have Baruch Hashem Yeshivas, all of us, Gesundheit. So I try to keep a Shabbos table. Come home sometimes, especially in the summer, you're tired, the kids are cranky. But you try to keep a Shabbos table as much as you can. You try to save some part time if you have the children, sing a little bit. You know, when I'm the best. When I'm the best, when I'm a guest. If you invite me to your house, you'll see a little malach. I'll sit beautifully. You'll tell me to sing, I'll sing his mirrors. You'll tell me to say Advar Torah. If you're a guest, there are chayats. You're sitting in someone else's house. So everyone appreciates if you're a guest. So, it's anders, it's different. Shabbos Kodesh, we're guests. The Rik Kodesh says, Dohi Sudu Sadatiko Kadisho. This is the suit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are guests in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. The meal he paid for. The home is his Beis HaMikdash. The home is his Beis HaMikdash. We live Big Day Kuhuna, we live his menorah. We are the Kohen, the Oved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishulchan Gavoya Kazoche. On Shabbos Kodesh we are guests. It's like on Sukkot. Just in parenthesis, a lot of people make a mistake on Sukkot. On Sukkot we think that we invite Avraham, Yitzchok, Yankiv, Moshe Aaron Yosef Tov Tawa Sukkah. It's a mistake. Avraham Avinu, not our guest on Sukkahs. Sukkah is Tzimut Mehem Nus. Sukkah is the house Kaviyochel Hashem Yisbarach. And the Ushpizin that we invite in the name of the Balabais. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sukkah, we invite Avraham Yitzchak Yehuda, his guest. Avraham happens to be a good friend of ours because he's our grandfather. So we chap Zechariah under his garden. We chap Zechariah with Avraham, with Yitzchak, with Yankiv, with Moshe, with Aaron, with Yosef Dovid. But Sukkah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. Tzimut Mehem Nus. And the same is true with Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis HaMikdash. We are his guest on Shabbos. We are claiming that we have B'tekune and we are his guest on Shabbos. And that's why Shabbos is so delicate, because Shabbos is Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. And Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes up our takes up, because in the Beis HaMikdash, every corner is Beis HaMikdash. In Shabbos, I want to tell a nekuda. The Rebbe of Yenis, Rebbe Yenis and Eibshitz says, Mishneh Berurah brings down in the beginning in Hagdomah of Mishneh Berurah. He says, every mitzvah of the Torah, if someone is trained well, he's not especially learned, he didn't study the halacha of this mitzvah, there's the possibility that he should know how to mekayim this mitzvah with completeness. For instance, if you have a woman who learned by a neighbor, learned by her mother, had a kasha chickens, and she learned, and she was explained, she could kasha chickens all her life without making mistakes. On Shabbos Kodesh, the Rabbi Yosef says, someone who does not study, who is not learning, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's impossible to go by a Shabbos without being nichshel in somewhat of Chilul Shabbos. Now, the simple understanding, because Hilchos Shabbos are so complicated, so interwoven, they embrace so much that you have to know. I'd just like to add a little story to illustrate. It's a true story that Yeshua Lev Diskin, one of them, I'm sure you all heard, Mamish Kadesh Elokim, Kadesh Yisrael, Yeshua Lev Diskin. The Tsar of Russia, when Yeshua Lev was a rabbi, I think it was in Shklav, the Tsar came to visit the town, and in those days, not like today, if a president comes, it's not that exciting, because we lost our understanding of the concept of king. Some Italian prince, he told me, I remember the case that came to my town. Some is not part of the Shmuz. The case that came to our town, and there was such an excitement at when he was writing in his in his chariot. So the mayor of the town was sitting in the opposite way, and as they're riding along, from pachad, from utmost fear, he got a stroke, he became paralyzed from pachad, the mayor, from sitting and looking at the Tsar. Whatever it is, the Tsar came to the town of Rishon Lev, and before then, they were preparing a whole Kabbalah's upon him, and there was a Rosh HaKol, who was the head of the community. Who was Rosh HaKol in those days? Someone who had to be a rich man, and had to be an Elohim man, but he didn't have to be a very learned person. And Rosh HaKol was supposed to head the procession, everything. The Bishulav says, I think you shouldn't be when the Kesa comes. He was insulted. What says I shouldn't be when the Kesa comes? I mean, I'm the Rosh HaKol. He says, you can do it if you want. I think you shouldn't be when the Kesa comes. Anyways, when the Kesa came, it was a big parade, and then they took him on a tour, all the Jewish organizations, all the Jewish maestas. And he passed by a hospital. So the Kesa, he mentioned, that window that's built over there, I think it shouldn't have built, it should have moved over a little bit. So the Rosh HaKol says, yes, Your Honor, but for this reason, we thought that it's better this way. Then he goes back and he says, this door shouldn't be over here, it should be the other side. The Rosh HaKol says, yes, sir, Your Majesty, this was also occurred to us, but for this reason, we put it on this side. They just finished saying that they give him, the two soldiers, you have to throw him to the prison. He said, what happened? He says, don't you know the law of the country? If the Tsar says something, you don't contradict him. He says, yes, Your Majesty, we'll do what you say. The kids, they made pretexts, they finally got him out. And the king said to the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, how did you know to tell the Ruach HaKodesh I shouldn't be when the Kesar is there? So the Bishulev says, I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. I know that you're a simple person, you're not a learned person. And to be Mekabel Pnei HaMelech, when the Tsar comes, someone who's unlearned, it's impossible that he shouldn't make a flaw and he shouldn't end up himself in prison. And the same is true with Shabbos Kodesh. Every mitzvah in the Torah, the other snapshot says, you can essentially, of course everything has to be learned, but there is a possibility of going through a mitzvah with a little training without being learned, not Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Shabbos Kodesh is Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash, Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, if you're not learned, you'll make mistakes. And mistakes are fatal in Shabbos, as I mentioned before. And therefore, he was saying, since Shabbos Kodesh is the lev, Shabbos Kodesh is Beis HaMikdash, every beauty of Beis HaMikdash you'll find in Shabbos. Now, I don't want to elaborate too much because I'd like to continue the subject. Let me just come to several points to explain the questions that we mentioned before. One of the questions was, why on Shabbos Kodesh is the concept of Shabbos Meleches Machsheves Osra Toiv? Davka is something which makes us human. Davka what to be creative, to write a poem, to write an essay, to build, to do something which is created, that's what's Osra on Shabbos. And something which is not created on Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can do it on Shabbos. You can work on Shabbos, you can eat on Shabbos, you can sleep on Shabbos, but you can't be creative on Shabbos. Shouldn't it be the vice versa? The answer is as follows.